You are standing at the overlook, looking down on the thing down there.
Yeah, so I'm at the 6th Avenue Overlook. There's, you know, like a dozen people at least standing around, and maybe a dozen more down on the beach. And a tow truck just managed to pull the stuck Dodge off of the rocks and out of the sand where it was.
That is fantastic news.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yes, it's very good that truck is off the beach, or at least out of that area, and is on its way to being off the beach.
Now, you're pretty familiar with that stretch of sand.
Yeah.
What are your concerns, you know, as a person who likes the ocean to have living things in it?
Well, I can't, you know, I'm not an expert in the ecological field, so I can't speak to, you know, the actual consequences of the truck being there. However, there's definitely a lot of concern about people thinking, whether it's for commercial or not, that it's okay to just drive wherever you want. And certainly I think that most people that come down to the beach understand that driving over areas that house living organisms is a bad thing, you know. And the fact that these guys most likely, that my understanding is that their permit did not entitle them to drive down toward Camel Rock, that they should have stayed on Moonstone Beach on the sand, and, you know, they probably wanted to get some cool shot of the truck driving up on rocks, and then they got stuck, and that kind of attitude can cause a lot of damage.
So do we know if it's legal to drive a truck on Moonstone Beach? Can anybody get a permit for that?
No, you cannot drive on Moonstone Beach. You can drive on Clam Beach under certain conditions at certain times of year, having to do with snowy plover season. But you cannot drive on Moonstone Beach.
So,
and you definitely can't drive down around the rocks on Camel. I mean, it's covered in tide pools. You know, there's all kinds of little sea life down there.
Yeah, exactly. So,
and they're in that boneyard area, if you know, like where the... So if you're standing on the 6th Avenue Overlook, you're looking directly down at where the truck was.
Now, you drive on the beach all the time.
I drive on the beach at the end of the Samoa Peninsula, where it is legal for off-road vehicles on the BLM land.
But you've got some experience.
And I only drive on the sand and on the road as you're allowed to. I do not go driving over the Delicate Dune area.
Okay.
And people should not.
So what's happening with the truck right now?
Well, it's around the corner, so I can't see it. But they did pull it away. And there's a lot of people sort of standing around down at the bottom now.
Was there a cheer? Did people give a hurrah?
No, I mean... I don't know if they did at the bottom. I don't think anybody's very impressed. I think they're just glad. It's more like, oh, I'm glad that the stupid truck's out of here kind of thing, you know. People seem to, the reactions up on the bluff seem to be ranging from disgusted to semi-amused.
What is the next step for Surfrider?
Well, we are having conversations with Humboldt Film Commission, and I have not talked to Cassandra directly yet, Cassandra Husseltine, the film commissioner. So I don't want to say too much at this point because I haven't talked to her directly. But, you know, we want to find out exactly, like, what the permit allowed, what the film commission's role was, because we want to make sure that when people are doing things up here, especially from out of the area, that they have a better sense of how to treat our coastline, our beaches, and our ocean, because they're important, and they're worth protecting, and people shouldn't take them for granted and just go gallivanting all over them, especially for the sake of a truck commercial.
So in the photos of the truck, you can see that they've put over the back gate those little things that a person would rest surfboards on so as not to damage the board. Or the truck is also at a spot where people were known to surf. Did they reach out to you as president of Surfrider at all before the shoot?
I had a call unrelated to me being part of Surfrider. I had somebody from the film commission reach out to me and just ask if I surfed or knew anyone who surfed because Dodge was looking to cast a commercial. And I didn't really, I wasn't very responsive because it was the same weekend that we held a memorial for John Mason. So he was a well-known surfer in this area, so I was doing other things. But they did reach out to the local community. I don't know if there were any local people involved in the shooting, but that was the gist of it, was to look like a truckload of surfers, which is especially disappointing that they got stuck because, you know, I hope that most people that surf around here and everybody that I know is really respectful of the natural environment, and they wouldn't do something like that. So it just makes it especially stupid.
Yes, surfers who drive trucks that get 14 miles to the gallon are respectful to the environment.
My truck gets 24 miles per gallon, and I only drive it to the beach. But
I see what you're saying. I mean, the
none of us are perfect, Mike.
I don't know. I guess the shot, I mean, speculating here, but the shot that they were trying to get could have looked like this. The truck is perched on a tide pool, and then in the background you see the people who like to surf over at Camel Rock and Hooter Point. You see them in the background with this truck sitting right there in the foreground, and then that's maybe when things got wrong. Is that what you think could have been happening here?
That is complete speculation, but I think it's completely possible at the same time.
Well, Jen Savage.
And when I high center my truck or get stuck somewhere, you can totally make fun of me too.
Oh, we're absolutely gonna do that.
Oh yeah.
All right. Hey, thank you so much, Jen, and thanks, Surfrider, for staying on top of this. We hope that answers will emerge by the end of the day.
Hey, can we mention that it's Ocean Night tonight? And I'm sure this will be a topic of conversation there.
Sure. It's
okay.
Ocean Night tonight. Go see a movie about
Chasing
Ice. Ice is tonight.
Chasing Ice.
It's at the Arcata Theater Lounge, 6 o'clock, 6:30.
There's also a Jordy Smith.
Oh, Jordy Smith.
That's happening. And we may have someone from the Film Commission there, but I don't know yet. But I'll let people know.
Can you pull this truck into the Arcata Theater Lounge so that we can inspect it?
I don't think that will happen.
Okay.
That's what I like to see. Then restore the truck, get it working order, and then donate it to Surfrider for beach patrols.
Boom!
That's the only outcome I want. All right, thanks, Jen Savage.
Thank you, Mike.
That's a friend of the show, Jen Savage. And now this is music by Cora Blund. Thank you, Old Shake, for the tip on this song, which is called The Truck Got Stuck.
The Chev got stuck and the Ford got stuck. Got the Chev unstuck when the Dodge showed up. But the Dodge got stuck in the tractor rut, which eventually pulled out the Ford with some difficulty.